If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment. What do you do to feel safe every day in South Africa? Billionaire businessman Johan Rupert, of course, was part of President Cyril Ramaphosa's diplomatic delegation that met with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House yesterday. And during the tense standoff, Rupert disagreed with Trump's claims of a white genocide in SA and attributed farm attacks to a high level of crime and unemployment in South Africa. Rupert also claimed that crime affected all demographics in South Africa, not just white or Afrikaner farmers. Rupert then made a startling comment about how safe he feels in his home country. "I often go to bed without locking the door." Remember the other day we were talking about guys who normal would clever Marokimunya.
Rupert
Utiena. Yeah. Wow. Okay, no, when he goes to bed, he doesn't lock the doors. So whether we believe that Rupert locks his doors or not, a big theme about crime and an impact on people came up yesterday. So as everyday citizens, because the crime has become such a daily occurrence, we are all doing something to stay safe, whether it be on the streets or in our homes or on the air. We've all had to do something to feel safer. I don't feel safe. Me on the street,
on the air.
We're doing
a lot of things to feel safe, eh?
Yeah, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
What have you had to do to feel safe? Now I'm just vigilant.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't take things to chance, you know? I'm that kind of person, even if I come back at night, I make sure that windows are closed, doors are closed. If I hear a sound like goo 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 goo, I want to see what's happening. So I'm that kind of person. Even when I'm on the road, I look left, I look right, everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter where I am.
I know it's wrong sometimes, I know it's wrong. But so driving at night, especially when the robots are not working.
Yeah.
Like Johannesburg, there was a point where I was doing a gig on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's about five robots before
you.
I'm like, there's no way I'm stopping in all these robots. Why didn't say Chosila? There's smash and grabs and everywhere, all these things. So I'm trying robot dot galang with a traffic cop. Look at me, I'm with no problem. Go on the favor of Cham. The long pile on Kalama robot and the lie 7. Because I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Kappa, scarily through it. If so, I never feel safe.
Yeah, but he was just being ridiculous, to be quite honest.
He really was.
I think as long as you yield, because you have a responsibility
Yield. Yeah, you yield, but you don't stop.
But you're not stopping. Yeah. You are yielding, you're checking. I mean, I've done that 5,000 times.
I've done it as well.
I've done it, and I've also been stopped. Now my traffic cop was a lady. I reckon now, ofetsa hoja roboto ered. Another robot was working, but it was like 4 a.m. So I was like, yeah, ma'am, there was no way I was going to stop. Even the fact that I've stopped for you, I've respected you quite a bit. I do not stop. Got your traffic lighting so early in the morning. And if you feel that unsafe, buy a gun. That's what she said to me.
Wow.
If you feel that unsafe, buy a gun.
Wow.
Well, until that day, got your ralla di robot.
Wow.
That's what I said. Until that day, got your ralla. And I could see she's getting irritated, but I was like, there's no way, because Lena, it's not like she was doing a point stop. She was behind me.
Yes.
And it just so happened that Haki Ralla Gantile now think, trust and believe, if I find another robot Kogiang, I am going to cross it. It's 4 a.m., there's no traffic, and I am safe. I'm not just going through the robot as if I'm the only motorist, but there's no way I'm stopping.
Kinda reminded me of Trump after increasing the tariffs, and Walmart was complaining that, you know, they are forced to increase the prices. Trump responds and says, no, eat them. Eat the prices. Yes, that's what he said to me. He says, no, eat them. Don't increase the prices. And my thing is that if what's going to happen, should Walmart go out of business?
Exactly.
How many thousands will be unemployed? Do you know what I mean? It's like lady saying to you, you must buy a gun.
And when I spoke to Andy Makondo about feeling safe in South Africa,
sure.
Andy has an app in her phone.
Mm-hmm.
When she opens that app and she doesn't press stop, so if she's in trouble, she'll open the app and then yekinjalo. within a minute, it will send messages to all Alabanda Baba Save as my emergency staff.
Yeah.
It will give them a signal to over. That's how she feels safe. And she carries a tiki tik. The small phone WhatsApp and nix. For in case they rob her.
Something happens. Yeah.
So can keep her phone.
What a clever thing to do that.
But you understand the level of unsafe that we are living in right now. We have to carry two phones. At least in the phone, we have to send our phones.
Yeah, I mean, even apps. I mean, I know with my friends, we share Uber rides. So if I'm in an Uber, I've got an emergency contact that I'm sharing that ride with.
I'll show them the map. I
share. So every time I request an Uber, it automatically sends to my emergency contact.
Yeah,
so they follow me wherever I go. So it's not even a screenshot. It's a follow. Homozo has arrived at destination, and they do the same because... Sure, you can't be extra careful, especially with these e-hailing drivers and stories that we've heard, you know? So, yeah.
So, there you go, Kaya family. What do you do to feel safe every day in Mzansi, South Africa?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Me in and inhaling as soon as I bought. I'm like, pretend like I'm sending a voice note. Hey, I've bought it. I've sent you the details. I should be there in 5 or 10, 15 minutes. Please be on the lookout. And please also, if I'm being collected from home, I'm like, please make sure that when you get home in the next 30 minutes, you don't forget to disarm the alarm.
Now what I do to feel safe, I'm going to be driving a long distance and it's a makini one, or I'm driving at night, what I do, I share my live location with my family and my friends so that and the moment I get home, then I can say I'm home safe. But if I'm going to be traveling, I make sure that I share my live location.
So I mean, what I do to feel safe, when I wake up,
because I know people who have guns. When they reach their desk, especially home, if you arrive home late in the evening, just in case.
What do you do to feel safe, Ayanda, in South Africa?
Oh gosh, what can you do?
Just read the news.
I honestly don't know. I mean, you obviously try to alert people. For a very long time, I used to work in the early mornings. And during that time, like most people, I never used to stop at the traffic lights. Don't know if I should admit this, but it is what it is.
Don't worry.
Okay.
You are like number three admitting this thing right now.
Oops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because we have to be realistic about where we're at and what happens, sadly, in this country.
You know what I've realized, né? And listening to the voice notes, is people sharing their live locations is it because of the number of people that go missing? Or if I die, because no one is saying, as in, I've got extra cameras in my house, I've got extra alarms, like, everyone is talking about that. You can tell them we're shifting to missing,
so
dying.
The streets feel more unsafe than homes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And by then, the damage is done, right? So that's the real fear, which is, even if people can't find me alive, at least they must find me.
Absolutely.
Imagine that's how we feel now.
Even a car wreck, guys. You know the car wreck states a halang. I mean, remember the officers that were found
at the
Hennops right now. Even the car wrecks at night, if somebody is waiting for you and they see that you have stopped for the last 10-15 minutes at one stop and kick at 2 a.m., they'll know something is wrong.
Yeah.
Because what are the chances that there's a roadblock?
And you're not even at a garage. Yeah.
You're not at a garage. You go N1 UM. They'll know something. No. For 15 minutes. They will know that something's wrong. Why won't you wait for 15 minutes? They try calling you. They can't get a hold of you. They just follow that lead. They follow the direction until they can get a hold of you. You know, so yeah.
I am
one person that you can never umbabe inkunzi. Mengabe ngise town or ngise mall or whatever. A mall angbulisi muntu. Noma ngahlangana nomama mall angeke ngize ngimbulise. Noma ngahlangana nobutwami. Whoever whoever I know that wants help from me at the mall, I'm sorry, angibulisani, because wow, I've seen so many instances of people babamba in supermarkets or corners. I think it's alamos or whatever, and then umuntu ahamba endlini abanikeza phone, abanikeza laptop, abanikeza imali. So I don't speak to anyone when I'm at the mall. Like, you can never ever try to talk to me because I'm not gonna respond.
Whenever I'm driving at night and I start seeing a car coming behind me, whenever I speed up, they speed up. And when I slow down, they slow down. I slow down to a point whereby they get angry and they end up passing me. If they don't pass me, we'll play that game. I'll speed up and slow down, and I'll overtake as much as I can, just so to be confident if this person is really following me or what.
Minane, to be safe, when I still lived at home, Soweto, I used to run. I used to jog in the mornings before work or in the afternoons. And then you get harassed by these guys. It's all about the parents, Amakuluma, and others are trying to run with you and shala you on the road. You know what I started doing for my own peace of mind and safety? I bought imvubu. Imvubu, a yin is a whip. Yeah. And then I carried it on my shoulder while I was running. And then the skinny part rests on your shoulder and you jog. From that day, not a single squeak out of any guy about, hey, Shubi, Dudla, hey, Shubi, Kichima now next week. Nothing.
Because I South Africa. Among a faggy alarm na my camera. That is all life for slow. Connect BP garage extension 8. Shalanga corner by Pomila by Robile. The way they mess up. Any pambes kala lapo. And then Uncle Mutu, you post the group in Uche, Zuli Pam, Lami Sabu Pum, Sonka Sabu Pum. The security, Massifonella, is there after maybe an hour. Uche, guys, there was a robbery. So now they didn't feel safe. And you're wondering, what's it? The country here to crime is bad, guys, eh?
Yeah. Crime is bad. That's why we need investments. But I can assure you, even if we get investments, it may go down, but there's those who, it's like they have a gift.
And I also think that, you know, fruitful spending will go a long way.
Yeah.
I think we spoke about it again off air yesterday, where he said, you know, the amount of wealth that's within South Africa, even Africa, if we were strict enough and we held our leaders accountable, so much could be spent to make the continent better.
100%.
Getting rid of crime, especially violent crimes.
See, Switzerland, wouldn't you say, go away?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Hi, Ikunzime, South Africa. Mina ezomuntu unokuthanda ukuthi ngihambe sekumnyama mangoba emsebenzini. La ngihamba khona ngiphatha ipepper spray yami, ngiphatha nempempe. Zawuthini? At least if I got a chance to use those things, we'll save. I'm definitely gonna use those.
For me, I think I'm just super, super vigilant to a point where some might say it borders on being paranoid. However, I can't say I have a plan in case I see something and I see danger. Then I don't know what I would do because I don't think I have a way of actually defending myself, but it's just being extra vigilant.
South Africa is not safe at all. And as women, I think we are more at risk. Now, personally, I currently don't have anything engay protect angayona should I be in a position where maybe my life is endangered. But I want a gun. So my husband is the one who's actually against the idea. But I would always ask him, what happens if the intruders come through? Are you going to get a knife or are you going to get a broom? Like, we need to protect ourselves. That's how bad South Africa has gotten.
Yeah, much as you can feel safe when you have a gun, you'll never know when the intruders are going to come to your house.
And it's also a matter of who gets who first.
Hey, dude.
Who fires the first shot. Yes, yeah. It might make you feel secure, which is fine if that's how you feel. But if the gunman who uses the gun maybe more regularly than you, because he's a thief, he's a wada-wada, he's an assailant, so he's using the gun far more than you, he might be quicker on that dial, eh? It could be quicker.
Yeah, there's no guarantee.
Now that you are saying something about e-hailing and how you share iride yakho and then you share basically the map and stuff. I had an incident once where Utrivenge was very funny and he said, what would happen if you don't get to where you are going? I'm like, yeah, but I've shared my map and so forth. So my husband knows exactly where I am right now and stuff. His response was, oh, well, you know that I can drive to your destination and then lock the car and not let you out, close the trip and then proceed with you wherever I want to take you. Like, I have to say, that was one of the scariest rides for me, to a point where exactly at the time, as he said that, I got onto the phone immediately and I called my husband.
Hi, Mina, guys. I used to tattoo number 9, you know what I mean? Make one pambili, put it on my thighs and then drive, because I normally drive early in the morning, like 3, 4 or late in the evening. So until I saw that thing of that man who shot his kid on the car, and I'm like, hey, this thing of putting Ikanyaki Redimos is a movie. Sometimes I press a tracker, panic button while driving. These guys don't even respond. And I'm like, you. Sometimes you get a tester, or sometimes you just, you know, feel unsafe. And then I'll press a panic button. No response from these guys. Can't, why are we paying these guys?
So we have cameras around the house. We have automated gates, doors, everything as much as we can. Unfortunately, from the age of like 3, from the time my daughter comprehended imeka yomzimba, I've told her what to allow and not to allow and what to say and how to alert her if anybody touches her inappropriately or anything. I've taught her how to unlock my phone in case of emergency and what needs to be done. We have a protocol in Gini. We use the Samsung SOS thing where we have 5 SOS people. It takes a picture, records the last thing said, and sends location, and we do the live location thing as well. And we she's 12 now and I'm starting her on Krav Maga. We're learning self-defense and yes, a licensed firearm in the home as well. That's the reality of South African females.
Yeah, hearing the story of Usisiwe Mvubu on her shoulder in winter from Deep Kloof Mpo here, my grandmother used to walk me epete itrat e khubise strat in spark ukthusa botsotsi. That was the best memory of my grandmother keeping me safe, walking me to catch amateks emsebenzini.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.